When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what happened to me. I don't know if I have a head injury. But will everybody just stop looking at me like that? I don't remember what happened in yesterday's diary. I don't know why. But like what?
Oh.
Like yeah. Where we left off, I remember them boinking and I remember her falling in love.
And now she's like, I am in love. What?
I remember, yeah. I do remember. I didn't remember either.
So it started with, I think I'm falling in love. And that's when, right. Oh, that's right. That's when the negative Nancy's in the room, better known as T-Hack and Erica, were like, it's not even about Mike. And it's like, she's just settling for him. I don't know why I'm doing that for your voices. But like.
Which Looney Tune is that?
Thuffer and Succotash.
Oh.
Is it
that guy? Okay.
Is that who it is? Yeah,
yeah, Sylvester, maybe. Yeah.
Yesterday she was saying, okay, I love this boy. She's met some of his friends, but he has not met Kim yet, which I'm a little worried about.
Oh,
that's right. That's
and
right.
He wanted to meet the mom.
No, the mom wanted to meet him.
Oh, mom
him.
Wanted to. Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it, yeah.
And she said, you'll meet him when I'm ready to, in screaming text.
By the way, are you done making up this fake diary that you're doing? Like,
you're so
yeah,
right.
You made it up. What's TiVo?
You know, that right there is so proof. How would I have ever thought of TiVo?
Was this a DM or was this a text
we
to the show?
We got a text that said, until you post photos of the diary, I will not believe that it's real. The videos every day, you can actually see me reading from the physical diary, which
yes.
is old AF.
Yeah, it is super old. Yeah.
And we do post.
Like, yeah, pictures of it.
Yeah, you do the little.
Bloop. All the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So
on Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
The people on Facebook love the diary.
Okay. Well, without further ado, what was the date of the last one?
September 9th.
Okay.
This is September 12th.
Okay.
Today was weird. It's destined to be a weird day anyway. No one wants to celebrate on the anniversary of their country being attacked and more hate coming into the world. We don't throw parades about Pearl Harbor, so why
What's
is
the
it
date?
Like, it's the 12th.
Oh, it's from some. Oh, duh.
She's talking about September 11th, but she said today was weird. I think she meant yesterday.
Okay.
Or it's like really like early in the morning or something. Or
yeah,
she's dumb.
Or do you write? Yeah. Are you when you journal? Do you write your thoughts about like? Well, it's today, but I'm writing about yesterday because today hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, so maybe.
Because we have had a couple things where it was like. It felt like her timing was weird. She's writing a thing and she was like yesterday, but it was like 2 days before or whatever.
Maybe she writes the date and then she's reflecting on the day before.
Yeah, I don't, maybe.
I'm
I don't
trying
know.
To remember when I found this thing in Wash Park. It had to be like 2007? 2006 or seven. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were still, I know it's a weird thing to say, but we were still, September 11th doesn't have quite the impact now.
Oh my gosh, I feel like it's still.
As it.
Every
For sure,
year.
But like back then.
Right. Because that was 01?
Yes.
And also, we don't know what year she wrote this.
So what?
TiVo existed.
TiVo existed. Okay. So I just want to say, I flipped through the whole diary and I remember seeing like this whole thing started in around July, right?
June, I think.
June or July. And then I remember seeing a couple more Junes and Julys.
Okay.
So this diary.
Oh.
Was something she wrote. This is not a 1 year look at this woman's life.
This could be like 04.
Right. Okay. If I found it in 07, this could be as far back as 04, which would mean it was very fresh. Sorry.
Okay. Well, back to the 9/11 talk. Okay. We don't throw parades about Pearl Harbor. So why is it that yesterday every news station was obsessed with replaying all the footage of 9/11? I think everyone remembers where they were and who they called and how they couldn't pull away from the television. I remember, but then every channel plays it over every year and all of America gets to relive it. But I wasn't there and neither was most of America. But Mike was there. What on earth?
Whoa.
What? Yeah. And that
did you just get chills?
I just got it too, yeah.
Yeah, whoa. What? But Mike was there, and then I have to flip the page. And that brings up today and the weirdness. That's why she's saying today was weird. I called Mike to see if he wanted to go to a movie. In the back of my mind, I knew there wouldn't be much of anything on TV. She does her T's weird. But by the time I got off work and I got home, I had sort of forgotten why. He snapped at me. I don't want to go to a movie. I don't want to go anywhere. I'll just talk to you tomorrow. And then he hung up. Jerk. Of course, I called right back and he didn't answer. So I left a bitchy message about how he shouldn't take a bad day out on me and blah, blah, blah.
No.
Katie and I had lunch today, and so I told her about what happened. Oh, no, you got it wrong. He wasn't mad at you. He was just there when the towers fell. And then it's in, like, heavy writing, all caps. What? I asked if she meant in New York, and she said no. He was there, but he won't talk about it. She doesn't know why or where. Whoa. No wonder he was upset last night. He's not the jerk I am. I don't know what to do. I have to call and apologize. I feel awful. And that's the end of it.
Whoa.
What do you mean he was there?
Was he a firefighter? No.
Also, we don't
know what he does.
Also, we're just assuming that she was living in Denver at the time of writing this.
Correct.
So that's
and we don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah, this whole thing could have been in
and
New
then
York
she could
or
move, or somehow the diary got put in a Goodwill and got taken. Like,
wow. You're right. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember, like, years and years ago when we found it and we talked about it on the air. Like, we were just shocked that nobody was like, oh, I totally know this girl. It's like, she's got a friend named Kim. She's got friends named
right.
Kate. Like, we named all the, and like, nobody got it. So it starts, you start to go, like, she can't be here. Like, she just can't. She's got to be somewhere else.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Found in the diary. Yeah.
Okay.
It's essentially, yeah. Now I have no idea where she lives. In my head, it was always here.
Wow.
And I could picture her here writing these things. But
So Kim knew that Mike was there because Kim and Mike were friends.
Katie.
I'm sorry.
Joe is who she met
Katie.
Mike at their party.
Okay, yeah.
And so Katie knew.
We need a chart.
I know, I'm trying so hard.
Please do.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Art project.
So he was a jerk though. You don't get to be like that. I'm sorry that you were there, but like.
It's different if he had told her a couple days before, hey, this is something that happened. I do not want to talk about it. I do not want to see you. That, like, I just need to be alone that day.
Yeah.
But to snap at her.
It feels wrong.
But who am I? How would I react if I had been?
Can you, we break this rule all the time, right? Can you just tell us what the date of the next one is?
Sure. September 17th, 5 days later.
Well, you don't have to wait 5 days to hear that. We'll do it tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.